I want us to look at John chapter 3 and beginning with the second verse. Nicodemus had come to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher come from God, because no man can do these miracles that you do except God be with him. Jesus answered and said to him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of heaven. Nicodemus said to him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus replied, That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the spirit is spirit. The wind blows where it listeth, and you hear the sound thereof, but cannot tell from where it came or where it's going. So is every one that is born of the spirit. The new birth, like the physical, cannot be explained. We can observe the phenomenal, but we cannot trace the principles of life. The Holy Spirit is like the wind. It blows where it will, free as the wind of heaven, bound by no limits of country or race. The Spirit of God is free and always acts freely. His movements cannot be anticipated by any human calculations. And that is the same with the voice of the Spirit in the soul, the peace which it brings, the light which it sheds, and the strength which he gives are unmistakably there. The regeneration of man is not directly discernible to the eye, but you can see the effect in the actions of the person. The new birth produces meekness, poverty of spirit, mourning, hunger after righteousness, purity of heart, and the spirit of forgiveness and long-suffering. All of these, in order that you may become the light of the world and the salt of the earth. And Jesus said again, Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven. Nicodemus answered and said unto him, How can these things be? When I read that, it reminded me of Mary. When the angel told her she was going to have a baby, Mary says, How can these things be? In verse 5, where Jesus said, Except the man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven. This verse of Scripture has been a point of controversy, even contention, down through the centuries. Some commentators have said that water baptism is not merely regarded as the expressive symbol of a spiritual change, which is declared to be indispensable to admission into the kingdom, but many say that it is the very means by which the forgiveness of sins and the baptism of the Holy Ghost are received. In the New Testament, there are not many references given of the baptism of the early church, but some are given, and I believe that it is for the very purpose of showing that water baptism is not a necessity, not a necessary condition to the forgiveness of sins and the gift of the Holy Ghost. Cornelius and his friends received forgiveness of sins and even the baptism of the Holy Ghost, just as the apostles did in Acts chapter 2. All of this before water baptism. And we see the language of the Ethiopian eunuch show that he had been forgiven. He was indeed a worshiper of God and received divine illumination and faith in Jesus Christ all before baptism. I ask the question, did John, by his baptism or by any other power that he may have had, give to the people forgiveness of sins? Certainly not, if we may conclude that nothing but the blood and the Spirit of Christ could be for the remission of sins. I hope this 5 minutes has been an encouragement to you. You can get in touch with me at BibleStrong316@gmail.com or log on to our website at BibleStrong316.org.